This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This episode of Random Order is brought to you by Privacy.com. Privacy.com lets you buy stuff online using virtual credit cards instead of your actual credit cards. So that way, when you're shopping online, all your personal information and all your banking information, it's all protected. We work so hard to secure the bag, you feel me? So why not secure the bag? Are y'all catching my drift?
All right, let's go. You know what it is.
Damn.
Woo.
As soon as I hear the bomb, I hit the
Yeah.
Tyler, know what it is.
To hear the bomb, it's too late.
Once you hear the bomb, you just tap in, you heard?
Yeah. Yo, my bad to the editor.
Shining like a diamond from an eagle to a pigeon.
That's it.
It's like a cheat code, you feel me?
Yeah.
Akon and Young Jeezy.
Oh, early.
We just started.
Yeah, that's right.
Cheers.
How are we going to wipe that?
I want to get a cloth for you.
Yeah, how are we going to wipe that up?
Okay.
Cheers.
You know what it is.
Love.
Oh, fuck, I forgot to drink. Let's get it.
This is real life shit. I'm a baby. This is what babies do.
Man.
Yeah,
yo,
baby.
You know what it is. Welcome back to a brand spanking new episode of Random Order by 4YE Media, presented by Much Studios. We are here recording at the Artscape Daniels Launchpad in Toronto. Mm-hmm. And it's your boy, man, Jay Rich is the most handsome. You know what it is?
Jay Bitches.
For the audio listeners, you don't know what's going on, so I'll tell you guys. I just spilled my drink over my laptop and I had to clean it.
Yeah.
I was just calling Sheldon clumsy off camera. And then I spilled my shit, so
yeah, man.
No,
no baby, man. Still figuring it out.
Yeah. That's all I'm doing out here.
That's trying all it is,
figure
man.
Figure it out, man. Be baby Trey.
Big chocolate. Shells is in the building.
You know what I'm saying?
With the coat on. You know what time it is.
You know,
once the code is out.
Once the code is,
you know, that's how you know.
Honestly, it's not really, but I just really wanted to get.
Nah, you see the code is like,
yeah,
right, it's that kind of night,
okay,
you know.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Shells made us turn on the AC so he stays cool.
Yeah, he came in here. He said, "Yo, turn on minus 13."
Yeah, with a cold like that, you got to do it.
Meanwhile,
so we're cold.
I'm cold.
We don't have the man never in shorts.
Oh, shorts. My guy Rex is in the building once again.
What's happening?
What's you know what it on? Is.
I'm glad to be back.
Yo, you didn't have to show up with the silk and the chest out and shit.
Yeah.
No, oh, the chest. Because we're all like out. Pretty casual.
Listen, I got silk, brother.
There's only so much summer left, so. You feel
nah,
me?
I just feel like I would have given my guys a heads up.
Man.
I'd be like, yo.
And the shorts.
Me personally, I'll just like tell my guys, like, yo, I know I'm coming to your podcast or whatever. It's your show. So, like,
but you have
let
to
you know.
You have to know. Because anywhere, every time I do something with you guys, once I leave, they're like, yo, do you do YouTube videos?
Okay.
I actually have a TV career, but
yeah.
But yeah. You mean the 4YE guys? Oh, yeah, they're sick. So you don't know, I have to put on an outfit.
I hear that.
Yeah, but if the chest is out, you just want to, like, you know, let the people know.
Let them know.
Yeah.
Let them know that the summer.
Get ready. I wasn't ready for that. I saw you pull up.
Summer cat done.
No, so you pull your pants down, like
see
around you with a nice fear, like shit.
Try to fix it a little bit.
Yeah. That's funny as hell, so
that's all I've been doing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
How dare you see you just keep fixing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's silk?
This?
Yeah.
I don't know. What else could it be, baby? You know
Sheldon,
what it is?
You look nice.
Good?
This shirt is made out of do-rag, you heard?
Yo.
Ah.
Just talking dirty.
You know what? I'm ready to go today, fellas.
You know, I just want to let everybody know, Trey Shades or Marc Jacobs.
Come on, man. It's too many bombs.
Get it how you live.
Gentlemen,
They're actually Alexander Wang.
Oh, fuck.
Akon and Young Jesus.
Wow.
Man, just trying to take it easy out here. You
God
hear
damn
me?
It.
That's it. That's all it is, man.
Yeah, yeah.
For our audio listeners, y'all have no idea that the fucking there's many do-rags on the table.
Oh.
Nah. Yeah. For our audio do-rags.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
What's this one called again? Glow?
The glow, brother. Glow, yeah.
Because you glow, you know?
Fire.
Jeez. Just for you.
I can't wait to wear this one. Yeah. I'm going to have to shave first for that one.
Mm.
Do what you got to do, you know?
Yeah.
Just be happy.
Just throw that on, you know?
Yeah.
For the dewy, yeah.
It's our vibes, though.
For YA do-rags, they might. They might be sold out. Or maybe not.
I don't know.
By the time they watch this, they'll be sold out.
Yeah, it's like next week.
Probably.
But yeah, go check on the site.
Yeah.
Question.
What's up?
When somebody tells you drop the skincare routine, do you think they like really want to know the skincare routine? Or you
serious.
Think they're just trying to compliment you?
Yeah, no, for no, sure. No. Nobody asked that for fun.
They're checking the phone to see if you answered.
Shit. My bad then. A couple people asked me that and I kind of was like, oh, thanks.
Drop let them know your skincare routine. Drop right now.
Nah, I ain't going to know.
That's the perfect time.
Mm-mm. Not going to do it.
What?
Bro, how you not going to drop the skin routine?
Yo, you just irked them twice.
Hold on.
That's a double irk.
Do it, man.
Just for the audio listeners, because I feel like they're such great. I don't know, like color on here. There's such great clothing,
there is
great outfits,
a lot of
great
durags.
And they can't see it. They can't see all this color.
Well,
you know what I'm
they
saying?
They actually can.
They can.
Tell them why they can.
Because you guys can come over to the YouTube side of things.
Oh, yeah.
And watch
this.
Yeah.
YouTube channel.
That's all that is.
But you know what's crazier?
What?
We still love our audio listeners. So Shells has on a great coat. Shells, I just want to get some silence of your coat moving, your sleeves.
Okay.
It's Levis. Hmm.
It's Levis.
It's a good
It's
coat.
Levis.
That's it, man.
It's a, you know what? That coat is a 10 out of 10.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
What's the story behind the coat?
And I only paid $10 for it.
Wow.
Yeah, I know what this is.
Yep.
Yo, wow. The thing is, I'm like, yo, why do we do this show with Sheldon? And it's reasons like this. I'm like, yo, I look at you. I'm just like, this is it.
Yeah, I earned your spot. That's it.
Bro, I'm putting this moment in my journal.
Yeah.
I'm writing about today. I'm like, oh yeah, and Shells had a gorgeous leather coat on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bro, Shells is going to be like that guy when I'm older and tell my kids, I'm like, yo, man, there's this guy named Sheldon.
Wow.
He was so cool.
He had this coat. He had this like burgundy coat. It was actually leather.
It was Levis.
It was Levis? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
What, is this anything on the back?
It has a B on the back.
Why did that sound like a bar?
And he's so calm about
it. It sounds like a Jay-Z
line. Mama up riding with the paper plate.
That's it, man.
This nigga's so calm about shit. Yeah, there's a B on the back.
But he still don't want to give up that skincare.
Drop it.
I mean, yo, it's a lot, man. You know, I take care of myself. I'm going to be honest with you.
How many steps?
Well, some ad, like, on certain days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On a regular, we got 4 steps.
Give us step one at least.
Step one.
Yeah.
Wash your hands.
Oh.
Yeah.
Talk to them. Wash your hand. Don't tip
it. I don't know about you guys. I'm trying to hear step two.
Ooh.
Wow. Step two, eh?
Yeah. Wash your hands. You know, just give them a little
wash
more.
Wash your hands and what?
Rinse your face.
Sorry?
Rinse your face. It's that easy.
Rinse.
It's that easy for
you. Yeah, it's got to be warm water, though, not hot water.
Talk to these niggas.
Cold?
Why warm?
Because warm gonna open the pores a little bit.
Oh, God! What are you talking about? Bonus round.
Mm-hmm. Yo.
Yo, bonus what round. Is step three, though?
I'd really like to know. I don't want to ask for too much, the chocolate one, but.
Okay. They don't pay us, but they could pay us.
Mm. You know what I say? You could say where
the that's a different word. I put on the.
Like a cleanser?
Just make up a word and rhyme with
it. The Neutrogena. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Hydro Boost cleanser.
Yeah.
Oof.
In the blue bottle.
Yeah, we got a little email.
Walmart. That's it. I ain't giving y'all no more, though.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? Drink a lot of water.
Walmart ain't in the email.
Y'all not going to know the aisle of it, though. You heard?
Yeah.
I got to find that out by yourself.
True story.
You know what I mean?
I might buy them all.
You heard?
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
I said, I appreciate it, though. I've been, you know, I take care of myself. Don't be niggas out here don't want to take care of themselves.
All right, what's step four?
I'm that nigga. Like, I take care of myself. No.
I got to hear
something. Is it cold water? Wash your face with cold water?
You want to rinse your face with warm water
again,
and then cold water because you want.
Oh,
there's five steps.
Yeah, because you want to close the pores.
There's
double
five,
rinse. Yeah. You want to close the doors on these niggas, man. You want to say, "Hey,
you were
close," and that's why they're asking.
Yeah. You know, I could really do it if you guys really want me to. I could do it.
Can we get a YouTube vid? Can we get a podcast of you washing your face? Can you send us a video so we can put on? So we can put it on the screen.
That's a done deal right there. Yeah. Okay, that's a done deal right there.
Holy. I need tripod shots, nigga. Listen.
Y'all ever get nose pimples?
My nigga, I got one coming right
this
now.
That shit hurts.
Yo, it's been a minute.
Just left.
It's been a minute since
I've it's the worst thing. Yeah. A nose pimple?
Damn.
Oh, you got it coming too.
That's
rough. It's going to happen once you're in.
That's rough.
You shouldn't have even said it because now it's going
to. Yeah, I haven't got one of those.
Dog, I'm in my 30s. That's not going to happen.
Does acne just. Does that shit just stop? Like when you get a certain age?
I don't have. Actually, after I said that, I was like, does that even make sense?
It might.
I feel like acne is like a younger
team. It is. I feel like a lot of like adults
I don't think it's
like,
acne.
OGs
though.
Don't have
because
months.
It's like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think it's acne.
I caught my dad with a pimple before. No.
Yeah?
I think
you
pimple,
can get a one too, of course. Yeah.
A pimple is just when you're out. Like, I don't have acne. I have like really beautiful skin. But like sometimes you go to Wonderland or some shit and you're touching shit and then you touch your face by accident. Sometimes I touch my face, I'm like, yo, I'm receiving a pimple.
Really?
Oh, you know those.
You know those ones. Mm. You're like, yo, your hands are dirty, you touch your face.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm happy I have a beard, because like I don't have to touch half my face.
That's really clutch.
Yeah.
That's really clutch.
Trust me. I don't have to touch.
How's that beard coming over there, Shells?
Yo, you see it.
Oh, it's on the way.
You don't gotta ask.
You niggas see the mustache.
Yo, what's your mustache routine? Drop the mustache routine.
You got a special brush?
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I was driving here and I'm like, yo, this is a lot of mustache. I never had this much mustache before in my life.
Yo, it's adding up. Hair by hair?
Honest, like,
yo, hair by hair?
Yo, bro, I feel like, boy,
it's on a new level right now.
When your mustache comes in full, I'm gonna have to call you Sheldon. Everything will have to change, Sheldon. Bro.
Sheldon. Yo, I'm definitely doing the full mustache when I can, at least for a couple weeks. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
I feel like every man has to do that in their life. You gotta have the perv mustache for a little bit. You know, I'm gonna do it.
It's never growing.
Yeah. No?
The motorcycle mustache.
That's it, eh? This is the thickest it'll go. Dead ass.
Wait 2 years.
My beard will go big. I remember I had the beard before.
Oh, yeah?
What? Mustache isn't.
It's
weird.
I remember that.
You're going to look like.
I got pictures.
You're going to look like Wood Harris with a full mustache. That's what you remind me of. Yeah. Shell's going to remind me of a Wood Harris. Yeah.
Like oh, a painful, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's not a Shell's. That's a good Shell's.
You have
look.
A soul patch with it? The matching soul patch?
If you get a soul patch?
Yo, the soul patch is key. I see the soul patch.
What, this or this?
Yeah,
it's coming. Yo.
Yo.
I see it.
Yo, put Wood Harris behind me.
Yo, drop the soul patch routine. Yo. How many steps?
Soul patch is key, though.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bro, you need
it. No, you know what he started looking like? He started looking like, with that mustache, he started like, what's that rapper?
Oh, shit.
Damn. It'll come to me once I eat something.
He has no soul patch?
He's got the... Oh, don't worry.
All right, we found a soul patch, nigga, the other day moving weird with us.
No word.
Oh, guy, we soul patch.
We wanted him to serve at fucking Enterprise. We're renting a car to go to Detroit, and we saw the nigga with the soul patch.
Oh. I'm like, can I get that
rent
guy?
My car?
Can I please get that guy?
Please.
I know I'm next. I let niggas go ahead of me because I wanted the guy with the soul patch.
Help us out.
Oh, and it was so quick. It was the best experience I ever had renting a car.
Wow.
Yo, you could trust the guy with just a soul patch.
If you have guys that don't have.
It's niggas that don't have a soul patch. Yeah. You gotta watch out.
They got no soul.
Yeah. The shells is coming in. I see you. You're on the way.
Been had a soul,
I know
though.
Of like four people.
I've been had a soul,
but
though.
The patch is there, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Faitana has one.
He covered his mouth right
now. Oh, he has it.
Have
you seen your soul patch?
No.
You got a little bit still.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure all my guys have soul patches.
Yeah.
I'm gonna line up my soul patch.
Yo, man, want me to order on something on this Uber Beat?
What are you saying?
Yeah, I'm scared, actually.
Yo, you can surprise me still, because. I'm good, but it's one of those ones where if a food's come here, I'm gonna get
if
like,
I smell it.
Are you
yeah,
hungry?
Yeah, you can't not eat it if it's here.
Our man's hungry or not really?
I'm hungry. So.
I'm like a 3 out of 10.
Oh, like it's around dinner time.
Hey,
you know
before I came
ones?
Here.
Oh,
time is
are you hungry, Jay?
Yeah.
All right, say that.
Yo, I miss living at home, son, because like I feel like I was always munching on some shit. Like my mom is cooking or my dad is cooking. It's like, yo, you go in there, get you a piece of chicken and shit. You leave the crib. Bro, every time we were about to shoot group chat, I remember just leaving the crib and taking a piece of lasagna, slapping it in the car, and putting my garbage in a garbage bin, recycle bin, anything to save the world, guys.
Yes.
Come on.
Turtles are clapping right now.
Hey,
you feel me?
Shout out all my turtles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to save the earth.
That's on everything.
But nah, I really miss living at home still. Like, I just miss the food.
Bro, they be cooking.
Niggas be cooking.
Bro, you just smell shit. It's like, yo.
You be cooking, though.
Yeah, but it's not. Well, it's
someone
not
else
the
does
same.
It for you.
Yeah, like, yeah. I just come home.
I find it's better when I cook for myself.
What? Better than at your home?
Like, I just feel
I still pull up on my mom.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to front. Yeah,
I need a messy kitchen or like, yo, what the fuck are you doing here? Get out. And one's like,
when they tell you get out, this shit's going to be fucking good.
That's what you know it's going to be.
So, y'all, please have a seat.
Fire.
Come on, tell me, pot. That's when you know it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bro, my dad would get so frustrated.
They have to share it. Why do you have to share it? I'm taking some.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to give me some, right? So, like, let me just take it.
I used to sneak the pot open all the time, bro. My shit was always
You're looking at the pot like, is this the one I can open without making noise? I don't know.
Yeah, my shit was like a fucking drum plate. It was the fucking shit that
The Dutch pot.
Yeah, I'm like, bro.
He asked me to eat something called poke.
Oh, poke.
Poke?
Might have eat pokey?
Yeah, of course. Pokey's sick. Speaking of pokes, I actually have a funny story. So one time, I think I told this story before.
Holy smokes, I'm sweating. Is it hot in here?
No, it's pretty cool.
I'm cold.
Yeah. You're nervous.
You good?
No, I'm fried.
What is this laugh?
That's a real laugh.
How you sweating with all that ice, Cody?
Yeah,
come on, man.
Yeah.
Yo, how you been, brother?
Yeah. Oh, me? I'm good, brother. Just got back in the city.
Are those Louis shades?
Yeah, millionaires.
I see you.
Shout out Virgil Abloh.
I see you.
Already?
I'd let my guys know, I'm going to be wearing Louis shades, by the way. Just... put that out there.
I'm pulling
that's
up
good
on.
Though.
Like, you don't like it, you said?
No, we
no,
love
I just
it.
Want
we weren't ready
I love
for
it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I would have went home and made different decisions.
I'm dead. You know? Yeah, but every time I pull up, you know what I'm saying? You guys are always dripping.
Oh, and no, it's just regular shit.
Chilling.
And so, there you have it.
Yeah. I feel like that's you. You come through with some new shit.
Shout out to Get Fresh. This shirt's from Get Fresh.
Sick.
That's a hot shirt.
That's my guy.
Tyrone's that guy that always has stories about like where he got some shit. Like last time he got some shoes and it's like, yo, this nigga from
it's always
Egypt
free.
Pulled up on a scooter and said, yo, you should rock these shoes to your size. And they're like the sickest shoes ever.
I told
ever.
You about that one.
See what I'm saying?
Got stories.
Yo, it's real life.
I got like 4 normal shirts.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And nobody
and
gave
I
them
bought
to me.
Them all.
Yo, hot, bro. I hope this food comes quick.
What'd you order?
Ice cream.
Yo.
Fucking McFlurry. Yo. That's funny. You were
920?
Just
920.
Holy. Been talking.
Yo, remember I told you it's going to be at the end of it. You'd be like, yo, T-Rex is going to start.
He did something still.
Yo, I've been ordering food the whole time. Holy.
You're good.
Yeah. So anyways, man, I've just been chilling.
Really, nigga.
I've been cooling, man. I just got back from LA.
Yeah.
I was out there doing the It movie.
You're I was like, you're still in LA.
Yeah.
I am. Yo, listen.
Holy shit. I'm fucking dying.
I'm running on 1 clock, no matter where I'm at in the world. Go time.
I can't do that.
Was it fucking scary?
Bro, it's too scary. Are you guys like scary movies?
Hell yeah.
I love them.
Oh, you guys like scary movies?
Yo, even when they're bad, I love it.
Yo, okay.
I love them more when they're bad.
I hate scary movies. So whenever I get that as an assignment, I'm cheesed.
And you have to just watch
this new It. I'm watching the movie and I'm like this. Let me show you how scary the movie is. I'm going like this. It's not even real, bro. I'm just reminding myself. I'm like, it's not even real, bro. Like, relax, bro. Eat the popcorn and chill. Yo, bro, I was getting chills on my body, all kinds of movies. And it's almost 3 hours long.
3 hours. What?
Yeah,
no, you're lying. You're
isn't
lying.
Remember
you're
Stephen King? King?
Yeah.
No.
They ain't in the emails like.
No.
Stephen King is known for going into like.
Oh my God! 2 hours.
Yeah.
2 hours and 45 minutes.
Bro, how long was the first one?
Like, wasn't it the same? Like, almost 2 hours.
Nah, it couldn't have been almost 2 hours, bro.
Yo, trust me. The first, I was just about to say, the first it was actually fucking scary. I watched it, I was like, yo, I thought it was supposed to be a joke thing.
Bro, you're just showing me the second one. I want the first
one. Nah, the first one, I'm pretty sure it was long.
Nah, no way. 2 hours, bro? 2 hours and 15 minutes?
I told you. I fucking knew it.
How long was
it? It didn't feel like 2 hours and
15
minutes.
It was a story, that's why.
That's the first one, though. The second one's longer, that's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, no, for sure. But like, even the first one didn't feel like 2 hours, though.
No, because it's good. It's a good movie. It's a good movie. The second one or the first one? Very scary. Both of them. I thought the first one and the second one were both good.
Damn, but, man. Yo, it has always been scary.
Had me bummy. You know what they did? Yeah. You know what they did?
No spoilers?
Yo, no. Yeah, check this out. So it's Warner Brothers, right? Like, so we go out to LA. Mm-hmm. We screen the movie with other journalists from around the world.
Yeah.
And then the next day you do the interview. So you interview the actors, the actresses, and then the directors and all that good stuff, right? So
that's wavy.
That's a press junket. Yeah. So that's basically what I do for a living, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what they did, fam, is after you watch the movie and you go back to your hotel room.
Oh, no. Hell no.
You go back to your hotel room and it's a red balloon like just floating.
Too much.
I thought the man was about to be in your room.
Yeah.
The clown.
Bro, I'd quit right there.
How niggas get stuck.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's how niggas get stuck.
I'm whooping his ass and say sorry later.
I'll fucking get knocked out.
Crunch that clown.
You would have to understand that, knocking your ass up.
Yo, if it's a joke thing, like, yo, I'm not gonna, I'll walk on, even after you heard a man say, yo, stop.
Depending on how scared I am.
You know what's so funny about it? You know who Bill Hader is?
Nah.
So Bill Hader is like,
Almas Google.
No, he's big time.
I know this.
Yeah, Bill Hader.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You know his face. Okay, yeah. So Bill Hader, big time actor, comedian, all that good stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
he was sick and super bad. Sorry.
So I walk into the room to interview them, and Bill's got his phone out, and everybody's huddled around him, dying laughing. So I just go and sit in my interview chair, and he's like, yo, forward. So I go and look. He's watching the video. You ever seen the video where there's a guy? No, it's a guy, and he's interviewing this black guy, and he's like, yeah, something, you ever got, like, anybody ever pranked you or whatever? And he's like, oh, whatever. And then the recycling bin pops open.
Snuffed him. Oh, that was a classic video.
That's what they were watching.
I was dying. So basically, I feel like he was trying to send a subliminal, like, yo, don't try to scare me today. I'm knocking somebody. Yo,
like, someone's getting snuffed. Because that's a fact. It's like, bro, some niggas take shit, like, way too far.
Yeah.
Like, yo, there's certain niggas I can't hang with because I'm like, yo, you just take shit way too far.
Yes.
Like my brethren, he fucking lights your sock on fire if you fall asleep first. I'm like,
bro, sleep is not even a joke.
Socks on fire.
Bro, you're burning my body. You're putting my body on fire.
No, and he's always the type of guy to say, yo, watch this. And I'm like, yo. Not to show him, like, yo, if that was me, I'd get up and scrap you.
Eh? Yeah, yeah.
You got to set that tone and say, yo.
For sure.
Gotta know.
To show
sometimes you have to set precedent.
Yeah.
Trust me.
You light my socks on fire?
I'm lighting. Okay, whoa.
So I didn't be like, light the person up. I thought it was like a little gutter. You know when you punch your bridge in and it's like not too far, like you just wind him? It's like, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. My fault. But yo, you know, it's one of those.
But don't do that, bro. Holy, this food is not coming anytime soon.
Yo, we were outside, we were talking about sketchy Lyft drivers. Have you ever had any stories of like weird Lyft drivers, especially in LA? Specifically. Oh my God.
The sun is out, the weather is nice, so you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
In LA.
Bro, we had a crazy fucking Lyft driver. And this is when Uber and Lyft was like fairly new. Yeah. And we're out there and we just like decided to call Lyft. Just because I think we had codes at the time. So our Uber codes were done. So we like went over to Lyft.
Five bones off.
Trust me. Yeah.
And it was like a 2-minute drive. So it was free.
Respect all you guys who gave me free rides still.
Yo, if you still want to use a 1-2 code.
Uber trade.
Yeah, you can use these codes on the screen right now.
Come on the screen. So
use them up.
So you guys want to get some foods? Just, you know.
Use those.
Okay. So boom.
Yeah.
We call a fucking Lyft. And this guy's like, first off, you get in the whip back. And it's just like, you know when it's just dark in a certain person's whip? It's just like super dark
because
it's tinted. And then like the car's a little bit of a mess. And this guy's just tweaking, scratching himself. Like,
what?
Jumping up and just like, or like, yo, something's funny about this guy.
Bro, he's driving fast and slow.
Yeah,
like every 2 seconds.
Stop.
He'd like speed and then like stomp on the bricks. It felt like a baby was driving.
Yeah.
See, that's when... I get so cheese
talking to himself.
I get so cheese with these guys. In Toronto, they don't even know where they're going. Like, how you don't know how to get to, like, let's say you want to go to CN Tower.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how to get to the CN Tower, fam. You shouldn't be driving Uber.
These guys are from Vaughan.
They're following the Uber GPS. And the Uber GPS is
Bredgen.
Sorry, bro.
You know it's right there. Right?
Bredgen. Mm. There's so many times I'm like telling the nigga, I'm like, bro, I know the fucking streets. Listen, I gotta get here fast, my nigga. So I'm telling him to make a left off the street. Nah, but it's like, bro, it's saying like if I go straight and then make a right,
go in the alley.
No, but bro, it's saying on look here if you
but
make
you can
a
just
right,
drive over the curb. Nick,
but you can sympathize. You telling him to go in the alley is kind of sus.
I don't know you. If you know, you know. It's like,
bro, I just feel like if you're gonna be a driver, any capacity, Lyft, Uber, whatever, you have to know how to
drive.
You have to know road.
Like, I hear that.
How can you don't know how to get to the Scotiabank Center?
Yeah.
Yeah. At least like the landmarks and shit. Cause if you're like, riding around like, with tourists.
You
know,
you don't know how to get to Eaton Center. You don't know how to get to Bramley.
You have to know road.
Jeez.
And you have to do road.
You have to do road.
Guys don't do road.
That's not do road.
Man's not doing road.
Bro, there's bare times where these guys are just driving and I'm just like, bro, like.
Let me drive.
Any movies, bro? Like, bro, I watched driving.
You heard
movies
of Channing Tatum, nigga?
Nigga. Transporter?
Transporter was sick.
You seen that movie?
Bro, there's sometimes where, like, people get in my whip and it's just like, yo, I need to get to my crib quick. I'm like, bro, you know who you're talking to? Oh, man.
I designed these streets.
Yo, I'm telling you, don't let me get any fast.
That's
whip.
How I know I'm Jamaican, too.
Oh,
you're
man.
Like, yo, how far are you? Yo, watch that. 10 minutes. How?
Nah, today you're wrong.
Yeah.
Today you're wrong.
Today you're wrong.
Today you're wrong. Today maybe the one time.
Today you're probably Canadian.
You're 40 minutes off.
I don't know about that. Yeah.
12 minutes.
7:30 start time.
That's a 7:30 LA time.
8:10. That's like, yo, I'm in Miami right now.
Yo, Shells, it was 12 minutes.
No.
12 minutes from Shells took off his coat and said, where the fuck is this guy? Put it on the fucking ladder right there, my Shells. Calm down. You'll be here.
The promise.
Yo, you know what I realized the other day?
Yeah.
I said, you ever been on the road and you're driving? You're like, yo, what the hell is this guy doing?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Somebody's doing some fuckery on the road and you're like, yo, what's this guy doing?
All the time.
If you want to know what that person's doing, take a Uber X and your driver will show you firsthand what that idiot was doing. Because sometimes I'm in the back of the car. I'm in the back of the car. I'm like, what is this donkey doing? I'm embarrassed, you know. Because people are driving up to cuss him, and I'm like, this. I don't want them. Because then now I'm affiliated.
I got to take their side.
I'd be out the window saying,
this guy's fucked.
Can I get in your way?
Can I have space in there?
You open that right on the window.
You guys ever chop that Uber X driver?
Akon and Young Jesus.
I don't have those stories.
Yo, that G-Unit was crazy.
Oh, God.
Yo,
at the end of the day.
You never bagged a Lyft driver?
I have not, brother. Get it how
you live. That's never happened. You gotta get it how you live, boy.
Damn.
let's talk about privacy.com for a little bit. All right, look, when you shop online, you're basically handing over your personal information to people you don't know if you could trust. You don't even know these people. You don't know what happens to your information after your purchase, who still has access to what information, and it's scary. Feel me? I scream when I shop online. This is where privacy comes in. Privacy.com lets you buy stuff online using virtual credit cards instead of your actual credit cards, so you never have to worry about getting scammed, and most importantly for me, you don't have to worry about sneaky companies not reminding you to cancel your free trial, because they will not remind you, because it happens to me. And you will wake up with $40 less in your account. And then you're going to scream. Privacy.com doesn't want you to scream. With Privacy.com, you can feel safe shopping on sites you're unfamiliar with. Privacy.com is held to the same security standards as your bank, so you can sleep like a baby even though you just shopped on the sketchiest site you've ever been on in your whole life. Control your finances like a true adult by setting a spending limit on your food delivery card, for example. If you have a problem where you keep ordering burgers all day, and then you look at your statement at the end of the month and you see you dropped $8,000 on burgers in 1 month, this feature is screaming your name. Save time with the Chrome extension. In 1 second, your virtual credit card information is filled out, so you have way more time to play catch and do push-ups or whatever you like to do. There are many more features for you to benefit from, so head over to privacy.com/randomorder. That's privacy spelled privacy and random order spelled like random order. And because you people are so gorgeous, for a free limited time only, you'll get $5 to spend on your first purchase as soon as you sign up. You know what I'm saying? That's free money. Why are we still talking here? Again, that's privacy.com/randomorder. Take control of your finances like an adult, protect yourself online, and have more time to do push-ups since you're not sitting there typing in your credit card information number by number like it's 1847.
You know when you see those fucking like stupid fucking drivers and you're like, yo, what the fuck are they doing? But you know those ones where you're in your whip and you're like, yo, people are probably wondering what the fuck I'm doing. So yeah. I'm trying to ting.
Low key, yeah. You just have to just humble yourself. I'm not cussing you. Just like, yo,
My bad. Bro, today I was trying to make
it's
a
like
U-turn.
When we play ball and then you like turn over the ball. Yeah. And then you're humble, there. You're a good you. You'll be like, yo, my bad, Rex. Yeah. I'm like, all right, we'll get it back, you know?
Yeah. That happens enough?
Yeah. More time because he dribble off his foot, all these weird things.
I do that.
Yeah.
I do that, eh?
No, but you're a good you because you humble. You know what I mean? Dab. No? Okay.
I do that?
Yo, shout out to Boy Wonder because he knows.
Wonder is so trash. Wonder is honestly.
Shout out to Kendall, Mr. Hosted.
Oh, man.
Bro.
Kendall's nice.
Fast. Kendall's quick.
Yo, Mr. Hosted. Kendall has been in Miami for like a month, right?
Yeah.
Working.
Oh, Lee, living la vida, loca.
This guy lives right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's just out there for a minute. The first 2 days, they just pull up. Hey, man, you in that YouTube video?
Hey.
Hey, man.
Holy.
Hey, man, fucked up your sickos, man.
Oh, man. Hostess out here. That was pitch up on the screen in a gold frame.
Hey, shout out Mr. Hostin.
Shout out that man.
Jeez.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I told you when we went to Trinidad for Carnival, single day, people are like, hey, all right, you're real fuck on that man.
Bro, that's hilarious.
Nigga, that's where it happens the most.
Yo.
That's what we're talking about.
Yes, yeah. Their parties.
Y'all niggas is what I was talking
about. They know
what
we're
talking about. Oh my gosh, I don't know. But it's funny. I didn't realize. Yo, honestly, shout out to you guys.
Holy.
Your guys' reach is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Shout out Trinidad, man.
Yeah, shout out to Trinidad. Everywhere we went in Trinidad, we were like, watch the Twitter to get out of my way.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I read it because this guy always has these stories when he travels. He comes back and he tells me something. I'm like, bro, that's crazy. Shout out Trinidad.
Where did I see you?
Australia?
Oh, Australia.
Yeah, we're chilling.
Holy.
That's a crazy lingo.
It's a different reunion, Like, the further you are from home and you see someone you know, it's like, yo, what the
Liquor just gets stronger. You know those ones?
Oh, trust me.
Trust me.
It's like, yo,
bro, I was twist off a sourpuss.
Sourpuss will do it.
2%.
Beat. That's crazy. Twisted.
Yo.
Yep.
I thought you going to say something else. I was waiting for you. I'm like,
thank you guys for my durags, for real.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, for sure.
You got the glow. What's the song called?
Marble. Oh, that's a blue marble.
Blue marble. Yeah. I'm definitely wearing that one.
Of course.
And this is the two blues?
That's a two blue. Yeah.
Two tone?
Yeah.
Two blue.
Two blue. RIP Nipsey, you know what it is.
Hey, neighborhood.
Neighborhood.
Hey.
I seen Nipsey Hussle's and Puma's Victory collab.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, Cloud
is coming out.
I need that.
I need that tracksuit.
Yo, shout out Puma to Puma.
Yo, so Puma's been doing.
Yo, man. Honestly, Puma's been doing an outstanding work.
I fucking love Jaguars. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
My favorite animal is a Puma.
Yeah, same, same.
Yeah.
Yep. I love soccer too. Look at that.
Huh.
They make soccer stuff?
Yeah, nigga. The only reason why I went vegan is because people were starting to eat Pumas. And I didn't want to be a part of that. Save the Pumas.
That's it.
Wait, niggas is eating Pumas?
I know niggas eating Pumas.
I know those youths.
I know those youths.
Can I ask you something?
What?
Yeah. Okay. Was Moshe the reason why you got a bike?
No. That was fucking funny, though.
Looking crazy. Yeah. You sure?
Oh, no. I wanted a bike from like 2 summers ago.
This bike was fire, though.
Yeah, no, bike was fire.
Yeah. The way it lined up in the video was like, it looked like he was copying.
How's the bike life, though?
It's amazing. Bro, my calves are D's. Niggas is playing with me. Mm. I'm even getting more bunnies. Mm. Bro, the other day, we were shooting here. Mm-hmm. And then I left here, went home. Faitano's waiting for me at my crib. I fucking changed, grabbed my shit, took a little shower, hopped on a bike. I told these niggas they can leave. Caught up to him. And I was at the gym warming up. And then he got there. I just get places quicker.
Faitano, is that true? Wow.
I was sweating, nigga. I'm like, oh shit, you're finally here. Like, I was almost tired.
By the time I get there, I don't even want to play ball no more.
Yeah. That's the only thing. My
Yo, legs you hooped? Hail
man's Yo, you're hooping now?
You hooped?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying if I was him.
Oh.
You saw how happy they were.
Yeah. I was like, yo, finally.
I just do it.
It's been a few years. I'm like, yo, Jake, just play, man.
Let's go.
You should just do it for the guys.
Yeah, just play center. You don't have to play like no defense. It's just SWAT niggas.
No, but you could hit a shot though. Like, I know you can.
Yo, I got Jays. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like Jordan?
Those and
them too. So,
you guys hear my belly?
Yeah.
Oh, that was that. That's what that was. I thought it was like mic interference. I thought it was someone's phone.
So
holy.
I'm about as hungry as a hostage right now.
What's about to
Did you say that?
I'm about as hungry as a hostage. They might. Mass might get. If you're a hostage, you might get taken care of. You know what I'm saying? You might get food.
Because they may feel bad.
They'll feed a hostage.
I'll show you.
Yeah, of course they do. Yeah.
No, they treat you bread.
Said, of course, of like course. It's mandatory. Like it's regular.
Yo, I've been hostage before. They didn't fucking fed me.
That's how they stay.
My kidnappers did. Not bro, like
they're nice.
They treated me good. I actually missed them.
They were just in a bad place. They had to do what they had to do. I respect it.
Honestly, if I was a hostage and they gave me a nice spaghetti, I'd be like, yo.
Bro, yo, you know, do what you got to do.
Yeah,
hope you get what you're looking for, you know?
Yeah.
Might not.
Yeah.
Kind of hope they don't send the loot.
This is taking like a whole, like,
I hope they don't send the loot.
this is optimism on a whole other level.
I just know I got some backwards from my mans. Yo, shout out my mans. I'm gonna put his page up right here.
Yo, Loki, what are you guys listening to though?
What do you mean?
Like, what kind of music are you guys listening to?
Yo
mainly Thugger,
bro.
Yeah, Thugger. Yeah, I would say Thugger.
The Green album, right? So much fun. I call it Green,
bro. That's what my dad would say.
Yeah, so much fun.
I just dadded me.
What do you fucking? What are you listening to?
I'm listening to that. I like Hot.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah. How well do you feel surf? Like you know the Thug album by now?
Oh, we know the words.
Oh yeah, I know the words.
You feel like if I started a line right now, you'd finish it?
Yeah. Wow, challenge.
That's a good challenge, yeah.
That's okay. A sick challenge.
Let me try.
Let me think of a line right now.
All right, bet.
Do you guys like Sup Mate?
Oh, well, Sup Mate, Mike?
Yeah.
I like Hot.
It's hard.
I like Mannequin Challenge.
Mannequin Challenge is all right. I like the one with Nav.
Boy Back.
Yeah, Boy Back.
Rackety, racks, racks, racks. In my nappity, sack, sack, sack. Yeah, that's a good track.
Aww. You know those ones?
All right.
Little Baby's
Here's a line.
Little Baby.
Here's a line.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, straight up out the six. I don't talk, I just fire. Book me for a show. What's the line? Finish that.
What's it?
I got like a Glock on my rider.
Ah,
21 Savage. Yeah, it threw me off because I knew it wasn't Thug.
No, that's okay. I just listened to that one.
Yeah. On God.
Okay.
And then
okay.
The fucking ad-lib after. Oh, God.
Throw me another one. Come on,
okay,
nigga.
Okay, let me see another one. Okay. Shoddy pussy so tight, I had to finger her shit with a stick.
Uh-huh.
Didn't he say toothpick?
No, it was a stick.
Niggas ain't come from my tribe.
It's something like they barely can cuff on my bitch or something like that.
Nah.
Damn, what is it?
I could barely say they hit.
Okay, so what'd I say?
It was around the same thing.
But that's not the game. Nah,
it's, not, it's, not, it's not the line, but I said not, something like that. I wasn't sure. Yeah, I was not sure.
We should name this game something like that. Now it's time for it was something like that.
It was the same thing. Boy was saying the same thing. I just didn't know the exact line because he says that part a little fast.
Yo, you got to create an edit for that. And now it's time for something like that.
Something like that.
Something near there. All
right, let's do one more. One more. We got one more.
I got this shit. Watch this.
One more. Okay.
Let me tune in. Let me tune y'all niggas out. Watch this.
Throwing off the Maybach. Hatch, hatch, hatch. I've been on set. Throw it down the field. No crack, back. Ran up on my sack. I done went and bought all the set. Duct tape the patch.
Whoa. I'm actually an alien. I was loading.
Low-key, it sounded like he just unlocked something.
Sorry.
He did like a code.
I was unlocking something. Fucking aliens.
Bro, did you croak?
Yeah, because I'm nervous. I don't know what that means. I'm actually a frog. Someone kissed me a long time ago and I transformed into this nigga. I just been here ever since.
Bro just croaked. Bro, I didn't know humans could do that.
Yo, this person is a gentleman.
What song is that from?
That's from Boy Back.
You know what? What's also dropping soon, apparently, Playboy Cardi's album, Whole Lotta Red, could be here any day now.
Ooh.
According to Complex.
I mean, ASAP's supposed to have a visual project, too.
Babushka Boy, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think
I didn't see that yet.
That's 100% going to be fire.
Yeah.
It's out.
It's out?
The first song? Is first that just song?
A... No, I meant, isn't it a full visual thing, though?
I'm not even sure.
I'm not too sure.
Mm, I might
know that video's out.
Did y'all see that Vince Staples shit?
Yeah, it's
sick. Hard. Hard. Apparently, that's like a rollout. Like, it's going to be like an album by the time he puts out all the episodes. That's fire.
Yeah.
That's fire.
That's fucking fire. That's fire.
Fresh ideas, man. I like it.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Shout out my man, Ty.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because my man's Tommy introduced me to one of Vince Staples' homie, Ty. And we're out. We were chilling and shit. And he's just like, yo, like, I want to get some Hennessy. And I'm like, yo, I think I asked him at the crib. I think I have, like, a shot left.
Okay.
So they came to the crib, literally, for a shot of Hennessy. But it was way more than a shot. But you know when you, like, assume what's in the bottle and you just, like, kind of go for it and it's way more than you expected?
It's a wave right
you
there.
You puke a little bit.
Yeah. My fault for that, man.
Cheers.
Cheers. Like,
Yeah.
We're talking about water, and then I was just like, I just remember the times where I was a kid drinking fucking water out my hose.
Mm-hmm.
That shit,
bro,
it's
the cleanest water today. To this day, it's still
cold as water. You did that, bro?
Trust
that,
me.
Like,
water was fresh.
That's when I used to hoop.
Water was fresh up. Yeah.
That's when I was hooping.
Water's in the grass a little
like
bit.
Like, you turn on your hose real quick.
I'm not gonna lie, I always lived in an apartment building.
Mm-hmm.
No,
like,
hoses.
I had a friend's house that had a hose.
Yeah,
trust me, it's different.
And what? That water was good, man.
Yeah.
That water was good.
That water was good.
That water was good. That water was good.
You can sell that shit in a bottle.
Yeah.
Hose water. That's probably what Fiji is.
Hose water.
If you think about it.
Theory.
Somebody was like, yo, you remember how fresh and tasty that water was from the hose? And it was like,
yeah, my nigga. Yeah, I do.
I do remember that.
I do.
It was the cleanest water
I'd ever had.
We was outside
playing basketball.
Yeah.
And then we would drink some of that hose water. I do remember that.
I could get some of that right now.
Boy, why don't we put some in a bottle, call the shit Fiji? The shit tastes like it's from the mountains. Yeah. They gonna buy it too, you know that.
And I buy it.
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised. You know Haagen-Dazs is just a made up word?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
It sounds like it's something.
Sounds like it's like French.
It sounds like it ain't shit.
Oh.
Damn. I just said it.
Niggas fooled me. Where's that shit from?
Got my ass.
Oh, no, nigga.
Bro, niggas gonna be telling me, oh, this chocolate is from Switzerland. I'll be like, really, nigga? Nigga, Switzerland.
Swiss.
I'll believe anything, bro. It's like, bro, you're just a shitty fucking person. If you're over here telling niggas, yo, this fucking, we're talking about cologne and talking about getting colognes from, remember that one shop that we found with the fucking exotic colognes?
Oh, yeah.
She could be lying to us. Like,
bucks?
Yeah. This came all the way from Paris. So hard to get. Like, okay, shit, I'll buy this shit. How much?
Oh, yo, the bottle was crafted by...
I don't really care. Okay, so we started getting on some gentleman shit for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Always.
And like, it was funny because one of my homies called me out. He was like, yo, why you always got this bag with you? Like, you know? I'm like, yo, I got my essentials.
You got stuff,
there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got my essentials. Things. So like, how important as a man is your fragrance? Yo,
I'm learning it's very important. Yeah,
you're learning.
Yeah, I don't normally wear cologne.
Mm. Yo, let me put you on.
Yeah, please. I just shower.
Yo.
A lot and wear deodorant.
It's different. When I forget, I'm pretty upset with myself.
If I leave my yard,
when I smell normal, my nigga, when I smell, my body smells crazy though.
Normal. This guy was in the bathroom. We were washing our hands, and then I'm like, "Yo, the fuck is that smell?"
Yeah,
and I'm like, "Yo, I had to ask him. I'm like, yo, Tyrone, is that you?"
Yeah,
and he's like, "Oh yeah, this is me." Mm. And I'm like, "Yo, whoa, what? May I ask what's that smell?"
Man,
Tom Ford.
Yeah,
a gem.
But you know what it is?
I'm not trying.
This is what I'm not doing anymore. Because Tom Ford is expensive. Mm-hmm. I don't care how much money you make. Tom Ford is expensive for what it is, right?
Yeah,
but it's worth it.
Yeah.
If you find fragrance that matches, that like serves you. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Because
hold on. That's it.
Everybody wears the same shit. Everybody wears the exact same one.
Can't buy the store-bought shit.
So
gotta go somewhere.
What I'm saying is spend 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Bring somebody that you trust or go by yourself. You know, try a couple things or put some on you, walk around the mall. You know, I always do, if I want to try to find a new fragrance, I put it here.
Yeah.
Because when you're moving your hands and you're doing stuff, you know which one you like.
Yo. Yeah. Yo, real shit. Nigga, I took a sample for
bro,
like,
just on
yo,
my
I took it home
get
for a
the
day.
Samples, yo, for real.
Bro, it was what, some good ass shit. She gave us a piece of paper. I wiped a piece of paper on my wrist and all day they're like, yo, is that you? What is that on your
bro, in an elevator.
Probably have one right now. That's life.
Yeah, swing that. Trying to rub that on my wrist.
Wow.
I don't love that one, but I'm just saying. That's how I figure it out. I leave it in the bag and I say,
this one's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
That one's good now.
It's all right.
What's the science to cologne? And how do you choose the right smell?
It's what speaks to you, brother.
It's what speaks to you, but then also, I'm not going to lie, I do gauge it on like how many people are like,
this is all right.
Yo, you smell. Yo, what does that smell?
Yeah. Nah, personally, if it's too strong for me, I'll like, it like kind of tickles my nose, you know?
I hate that.
Like fruity shit or what is it? Like
me personally?
Yeah, yeah.
I like a smoky, like.
Yeah, like smoke.
Nah.
For real. Fruity?
I'm smoky, you know, like you feel me and you're thinking like fireplace, you heard?
Mm.
You're thinking like
yo,
cabin.
Turtleneck, the smell of a turtleneck.
You're thinking
age, maturity.
Pass this over to Shells.
Yeah,
Shells, you're my brother.
I appreciate that.
So that right there, if you open that case, there's probably 5 or 6 different fragrances. They all smell very different.
Bro, who's this guy?
No,
bro,
that's yours.
Yo, what else is in the bag?
No, that's yours to keep.
It has everything in his bag.
I got this?
No, that's yours to keep.
Wow.
What the fuck?
Thank you.
I'm going to do this.
This
is what I'm going to do for you.
Yeah.
No cap.
I just gave you like 4.
Try those.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
It's going to take you a little bit. It's going to take you a couple weeks to figure out which one you actually like.
Mm-hmm.
When you figure out which one you like, you let me know and I bring you the bottle of it
next
time.
I appreciate that.
Can I smell these two then?
No.
Kind of feeling the...
Wait, hold on.
Persons of interest.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have to understand. This has his name on it. So this is a special gift.
Yeah.
It says Tyrone Edwards.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a gentleman.
Wow.
There's like
how many?
There's fucking 6 in there and there's 3 of us.
Yo, the one I like is the I think it's called tobacco something. That one's booming. Let these guys smell it.
Let these niggas smell and then give it back.
Watch yourself. I'm feeling it.
I'm feeling
it.
Tobacco Noir.
Let me smell that.
No, this one.
They give it right back. This one is crazy.
That one nut. That one's gonna end up on my dresser like big bottle.
Bro, you don't have to open it.
You know why? Because
it's already open it right there.
You know what I like about that one? Same thing you said. It's like.
You had a list for a second?
Yeah.
The same thing I said.
Yo. Bro, this Uber Eats can't get here. Yo, you see what I'm saying?
Baby.
You see what I'm saying?
TF.
Yo, I'm fucking done, bro.
Yo, heads up. Persons of interest. Yeah, I'm feeling that.
That one? Which one is that one?
No, the thing's at the bottom.
Tobacco one?
Tobacco Noir. The name's at the bottom of it.
Oh, it's at the bottom?
The whole thing's called Persons of Interest.
Oh, okay.
And then the thing's at the bottom.
Tobacco Noir,
This that is one's fire. This is Tom Ford.
Yeah, this one's crazy.
Tom Ford's crazy.
This one was crazy.
This one's crazy, yeah.
That one, that's...
Yo, yeah.
But yo, I just, after all these years...
Yeah, I just remember that. This one goes crazy.
I got you.
Oh, yeah, that goes crazy for me, too. All right,
fine, whatever. Yo, this one, oof. Yeah, yeah. So that, you know, I think fragrance... Also, too, I was interviewing Serge Ibaka, like last week.
Oh, you already know.
So
what he says goes.
So Serge walks in, and he said, "Ah, what's up?" Because I was on
like during the parade, the championship parade. I was on the bus with him, right?
Yeah.
And we bonded. He showed me how to open the champagne bottle and spray the champagne on the bottle on the crowd because he got that down pack.
Mm-hmm.
So he walks in.
I'll fuck that up, by the way.
Yo, I fucked you should have seen the first time. I was terrible. I was absolutely terrible. He's like, no, you do like this. You know? Like, pop.
Yo, does it just come off like by itself?
No, you have to pop it.
Yeah, does the cork hit a man in the head? Yo, hit a bird. Yo, probably.
That just happened to a man in
Yo, homeboy. The black guy on Love Island. Yeah. Yeah. The man went blind in the eye.
Split his shit.
He was like, open the bar, dead homie, split his shit, bro.
I don't like being at the club because of those reasons. Yeah, like niggas be
trying to go crazy.
I'm like, bro, my nigga, that's
you know they're not champagne connoisseurs. You're not a champagne drinker if you only pop champagne in the club. Like if you don't have champagne in your fridge at your crib,
talk about it.
Yeah, you don't need that.
You don't need to do it.
I'm gonna go home.
You're doing it for the looks.
I'm gonna go home and have a nice glass of champagne.
You smell me.
Next week or so. Bro, I see you guys like buying the Ace of Spades and like pouring it on the floor. I'm like, I know you kind of regret that.
Yeah.
I know in your head you're like,
fuck.
Especially if everyone was looking somewhere else at the time.
This is what I have to do.
Everyone's looking at.
Everybody's on their phone like.
Oh, yeah. Everyone misses that. I'm like, fuck, nobody saw me pour all that shit.
If I only last 7 seconds too.
I'll tell them like, yo, fill this shit back up with water and recork it. Come back over here.
With the lights.
I'll make the pop. Yeah, I'll make the pop sound.
Come back with the lights, please.
Yeah, put a fucking Sprite in there, bro. It'll get a little fizz in there.
Yo,
man.
I'm not going to lie. Having this shit niggas do is corny, but, you know. We do a whole.
And they know it.
It's a whole episode. Yeah, we got to wrap things up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to wrap. Great people here trying to go home.
Yeah.
Now we understand it's late.
Yeah. Yo, the Uber Eats took the whole show together.
Oh, we eat it in the whip. You already know, man. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching.
Yeah.
If you're listening, subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to watch the video. We're also on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, iTunes. Ooh. Go say something nice and drop 5 stars.
Yeah.
Before I Eat Durags might be still up. No, we haven't yet.
Maybe.
We should have. Yeah, we should have.
You guys don't,
maybe.
Record it on CD.
Mm-hmm?
And sell it like in front of the Jamaican restaurant.
Wait, what, this podcast?
Sell it at the barbershop.
That's kind of lit. That's hard. I may hire someone to do that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, just throw it all the way back. Keep it foundation.
I'll chop it.
You never bought a CD from a barbershop?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course. They're the sickest. Yeah. Bro, I thought 107 tracks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know how
with
they
mixes
fit
and so blends
many.
And shit.
Yeah.
I don't know how the fuck they fit so many songs on one CD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that was like in 2001.
Yeah.
Like 400 songs.
That's fine. You're not 400.
You can never find it. Think about that. Was never.
No, honestly, it was like
song.
127.
Yeah,
I
like, yeah, it was like 127.
Sure,
yeah.
Sometimes it was two bills.
If it was a reggae CD.
Oh yeah.
Because all the songs are like 30 seconds, bro. Yeah, like 15 seconds.
Yo, I hated the lazy guys that it was just one track.
Oh, yeah. Those were the worst.
I hate those. You,
my tracks are always like 78 and like 159. Like,
but then you know it though. It's like you get in the car and you're about to pull out. You wind down the window quickly. 34.
You all wheel that up sometimes. You catch a red light. You're like,
yo,
man,
yo, niggas is outside, bro.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
You know what time it is, yo. We gotta wrap things up. You know what I'm saying? Follow us on Instagram. Yep.
If the do-rags is sold out, you may see something on our heads.
Ha. Oh, yeah.
Coming soon.
Pick mama up, ride with the paper plate.
That's it, man. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Random Order Show.
Please do.
Yo, Tyrone, lead the people with something, man.
Quote of the day.
Quote of the day, baby. What we got?
Some gentleman shit. Give me some shit. The most gentleman quote you can come up with.
The most gentleman. All right, here, put it this way. It's like this. So, in life, there's so many things that can harden you, hurt you, betray you, all that good stuff, right? The goal is to remain soft, heal, understand,
I feel it,
and flow.
The glasses are off.
Glasses are off.
That's it, man. And the Uber is here, right?
Where's that food, yo?